Hi, this is Lincoln Durham. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Well, I walk through the valley. Just a witch was witch, and I'm riding on the L&M. Ain't jiving, riding on the L&M. Around the rail came the evening mail, the only way to the county jail. The whistle blew, the train slowed down. Dead, 'cause I heard him coughing. I'm riding, riding on the L&M. Ain't jiving, riding on the L&M.
Thank you. last year that... Okay, let the applause go down. It was last year that John Mayall got rid of his guitarist in the band and went down to a three-piece band, basically, and started touring as a three-piece band. And there is a new album just been released called Three for the Road. So a live recording recorded, obviously, in the last 12 months or so. And a number which John must have done on at least half the albums he's made over the 50 or 60 years. I know it so well. Riding on the L&N, the Louisville-Nashville Railroad, which was the railroad of the Southeast. I wonder if he's ever ridden it, because I don't think it exists anymore. I think it went in the 60s or 70s, I think. So I wonder whether John actually rode the railroad. Either way, welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. It's the first show of March. It's spring. Not in England, it's not. We English are a bit obsessed about the weather. And if we get any kind of severe weather, whether it's too hot or too cold, we go but completely ballistic and fall apart at the seams and everything stops. And whereas in the States and other parts of the world, you have 10 foot of snow and still go to work. Here in England, 4 inches of snow and everything just stops for tea. And that's what we've had this week, 4 inches of snow and everything's just about stopped. Okay, continuing new albums, here's a band from Belgium called The Blues Bones. I've already played a track from their album. They're a lovely, lovely band. They were in the Blues Challenge last year in Horsens in Denmark and came second to Kaz Hawkins. They're going to be in Hell in Norway this year, not competing, but just being there, which we all enjoy, because the speciality of the Belgian band The Blues Bones is that Nico, the band leader, and the rest of the band carry pockets full of Belgian chocolates. Bless them. Here's a track from their latest album, Chasing Shadows and Seesaw Blues.
We left the playground wrecked it for the children. They all got the seesaw blues because of me. We went for a walk in this lovely place, but suddenly a smile appeared on my face. I felt young again and nothing could take me down. We left the playground, wrecked it for the children. They all got the seesaw blues because of me.
I think they're Brussels based, I think. Definitely from Belgium, The Blues Bones, and off their new album Chasing Shadows and Seesaw Blues. Let's leave Belgium and go back to the States in Atlanta, Georgia, and a lady who's been around, I guess since the late 80s, I would think. She has a new album out. Her name is Michelle Malone, and her new album is called Slings and Arrows. And here it is. Here's a track from it called Love Yourself. We'll be right back.
likes your royalty. She don't have a lot of money. She clean a hotel room. And when she get mistreated, this is what she do.
Nice, good lyrics too. Michelle Malone off her brand new album, Slings and Arrows. I was going to say about to be released. I think it has been released, but only in the last day or so. And there is a track called Love Yourself. Okay, for the last couple of weeks, we've been playing tracks from the bands who are going to be in Hell in Norway in 2 weeks' time. Can't believe it. Haven't planned anything yet apart from the fact that we're going to Norway. I digress. Suddenly realised airport runs, all that kind of stuff. Nevertheless, Norway in 2 weeks' time in the town of Hell, which is beside Trondheim. And literally the Hell itself is right next to the airport. So you get off the plane, walk across the runway and you're in Hell. we stay there for 2 days and then come back. Here are the band from Luxembourg. They're called the Heritage Blues Company. And this is a track from them called Little by Little.
You stay out all night till the break of day. Snap me with everything I say. Little by little, I'm losing you, I can't see. And bed by baby, your love is slipping away from me. Oh, what you do, baby, don't you know it ain't.
be slipping away from me now.
Luxembourg, one of the smallest countries within the European Union. I wonder how many blues bands they've got. I mean, it's only about the size of Wolverhampton, I think. That's the Heritage Blues Company from Luxembourg. They're representing that country in the 8th Blues Challenge in Hell in Norway in 2 weeks' time, and their take on Little by Little. I know the lovely Katie Bradley does a very fine version of that as well back here in the UK. Okay, across to the Isle of Man now. Well, kind of. He comes from the Isle of Man originally. His name's Davy Knowles. Featured him a lot over the years on the programme. Great guitarist, great singer, great songwriter. Left, really, the Isle of Man and now is virtually permanently resident in the States. I think he decided probably a couple of years ago, roughly, that people were making bootlegs of his concerts, holding up their phones and making rubbish recordings, so he thought, this is stupid. So he started issuing bootlegs about 2 or 3 years ago of his concerts. A clever idea, really. In other words, off the desk, but much better quality than you ever get from your mobile phone. And what he's done now is put together an album called The Best of the Bootlegs, and so here is a track from it. It's just been released. Here's Oxford, Missouri.
Charlemagne down in Austin, Mississippi, gonna be another bottle of sun. Well, I'm an honest man, know where I stand. Money's been my downfall. Gambling away and waste worth the pay. If I had a lot of diamond, oh, but they ain't been. Ain't still yet. Had to pay, borrow and steal. Never shot away. There's a price to pay. Never been forced to care. I say forgive me, gone for what I've done. Shot a man down in Austin, Mississippi, gonna be another bottle of sun. So boys, smile on me. Pass my mic, says I like your jacket. And living in the world for free. I say forgive me, Lord, for what I've done. Shot a man down in Austin, Mississippi. Gonna be another bottle of sun. Cut him down, bother me no more.
DavyKnowles.com is the website, and that's a track which is on his brand new album called The Best of the Bootlegs. But if you want to go to his website, you can download quite a lot of the bootlegs. It means you get better quality Davy Knowles rather than somebody's attempt on a mobile phone recording. Good stuff indeed, and that's Oxford, Mississippi. Okay, here's Benjamin Basford. Young guy here, based here in the UK, up from Mansfield, that's up in the Midlands or up in the north. His new album is called Benjamin Basford, which is odd because he's had a couple of albums before, and it seems strange to make your eponymous album your third or thereabouts. But nevertheless, here's a track from it called Lost on St. Martin's. Now, I'm going to press the button and hope it plays, because Benjamin, bless him, fine writer and a good vocalist and a very good guitarist, but his technical skills are a bit lacking. And so there were huge gaps. I think I've tidied them up. We're going to press the button, cross our fingers and hope. Lost on St. Martin's.
Lays down on my bedside and disappears into the night. Soaking through the floorboards and setting off the fire alarm. Dogs are barking for a raid next door. All the beers are stolen and all the windows are boarded up. Pack of first class stamps for some people in a lot of love. Life on St. Martin's. Lost on St. Martin's.
That's lovely. Is it St. Martin's in the Caribbean or St. Martin's somewhere else in the world, I wonder? Good stuff. Benjamin Bassford and the title track, not the title track, the track of his album called Benjamin Bassford and Lost on St. Martin's. Nice sound effect towards the end. Okay, back in the old days, in simpler times, when you were making a record and mastering it ready to put it out into the public, you knew it was going to be listened to in some various ways, but not too many different ways. Basically, you would hear it on a really, really good hi-fi, perhaps, and that was a very small percentage. Secondly, you would hear it on your dance set with a little speaker built in or something similar, and that was the majority of people with record players. And then the third variation is you would hear it on the radio, of course. And depending on the radio, again, in the car or at home, it would have a little speaker. If it was FM, it would be better quality than AM, long before DAB, of course, which is terrible quality. I digress. And so consequently, when you were mixing, often you mix. And I forget which band I was with, but I was in London in the mastering suite listening to the album being mastered, and they'd got it all beautiful. Everybody was very happy, and then the producer then said, okay, we'll try now the other mix. And they turned the big studio monitors, the massive speakers with the 15 inch bass units in them, and turned those off and put it in through a transistor radio. And he said, this is how a lot of people will hear the music, and this, and we must mix for this. And they did. Now I'm telling you this because nowadays there are so many different ways to listen to music. Headphones, of course, and your smartphone, and in the car, and some cars have got great hi-fi systems, better than people have at home. And of course, televisions have little dinky speakers and things. There are lots of different ways to mix it. And all too often, people just tend to open up the fader and press automatic. And I think that's happened here to a certain extent. A lady from Canada, from Quebec, who's been around the business for some 20-odd years now and had many, many albums. Her newish album is called Electric Love. It came out last year. And she's coming to the UK very, very soon. But compare the music on this to the last track from Benjamin, who'd really done very little treatment on his. Here she is from her album Electric Love and Roll On Down.
Roll on down. Well, I want to roll on down with you. Roll on down. Well, I want to roll on down with you. Here we go. We'll be right back.
one more time. Yeah, roll on down. Well, I wanna roll on down with you. Roll on down. Well, I wanna roll on down with you. Roll on down. Well, I wanna roll on down with you. Roll on down. Well, I wanna roll.
Angel
Let
Forest.
Let me speak. Oh my God.
And the album Electric Love, a double CD set, just been released here in UK, came out last year in Canada, and they heard Roll On Down. You know, I wonder if Janis Joplin hadn't existed, what would have happened? It's like a tree falling in the jungle, isn't it? Okay, back to the 8th Blues Festival, 8th Blues Challenge in Hell in Norway. Let's now go to the Czech Republic, and the band representing the Czech Republic are the Dobré Ráno Blues Band. Here they are with Crossroad Blues.
Crossroads, believe I. We just love the blues. Just love the blues. Why don't you join us? Ain't got nothing to lose. From the heart of Chicago, streets of New Orleans. Oh, from the heart of Chicago, the streets of New Orleans. My journey through the blues, you know what I mean. Now the Johnson, Leadbelly, Hooker and Howlin' Wolf. Whoa, Johnson, Leadbelly, Hooker and Howlin' Wolf. From Memphis to Nashville, the shores of the Texas girl. Oh, well, you know, it can make a good man bad, make you groan and cry. Oh, it can make a good man bad, it can make you groan and cry. Too many heroes I gotta mention, Birdie Guy.
Republic of Northumbria, from the northeast of England, George Shevlin, together with the band The Radars. Their new album is Nothing to Lose, and a track called Don't You Just Love the Blues, in which he name-checks as many people as he can, including Buddy Guy on a regular basis, and also he name-checked Robert Johnson too. And before that, you heard Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues, done by the Dobre Rano Blues Band out of the Czech Republic, and they'll be in Helin, Norway, in some 2 weeks' time. When I was listening to Crossroad Blues playing there, I thought, you know, somewhere in the world right now, if we just all stay very quiet and listen, you'll hear a band somewhere in the world doing Crossroads saying, here's something written by Robert Johnson, it's called Crossroads Blues. Somewhere in the world. Okay. Rod Morganfield, I met him for the first time way back in 2008 in Mijas in Spain for the wonderful, sadly now no more, Mijas Blues Festival. And a lovely, lovely man, the son of McKinley Morganfield, of course, of Muddy Waters. And he does great stage shows, almost like a tribute to his father in many respects, although he is a man in his own right too, a blues man in his own right. His new album is called They Call Me Mud, and this is a track, title track in fact, called They Call Me Mud.
So deep. Well, you know they call me the mud. When I love you, I'm gonna love you deep. Ask anyone who's ever loved me. The more you wiggle, the deeper you'll sink. Well, you know, I've been across the ocean, and I've sailed on the seven seas. Well, you know, I'm just like quicksand. The more you wiggle, the deeper you'll sink. When they landed on the moon, you know they landed straight on me. To the bottom of the ocean, also you gonna find some of me. Well, you know they call me mud, 'cause when I love so deep. Shake you to your chest. I'm like a mighty hurricane. You never know where I'm gonna strike next. Well, you know they call me mud, 'cause when I love so deep. Well, you know the blues is my birthright, and my soul can't do no wrong. When it comes to making love, I can bang it all night long. Well, you know they call me mud, 'cause when I love you, I'm gonna love you deep.
I'm an old fart. I was lucky enough to see Muddy Waters play, albeit in a small band setting. I didn't see him in Chicago. I think I saw him in the Northeast. But if you're young and therefore were never able to see the blues greats like Johnny Hooker and Muddy Waters and so on, seeing Mud Morganfield work live is pretty similar in a sense, because he's a real good tribute to his father's stage act. And that's a track from his brand new album called They Call Me Mud, and the title track. Okay, here's a guy who normally is known as Stompin' Dave, but he seems to have lost the stompin'. Perhaps he's getting old. And he's got his full name, Dave Allen. Together with Earl Jackson, they have a new album out called Dave Allen, together with Earl Jackson. And here they are with I Can Tell. Bridport on the south coast. It's Dorset, isn't it? Yeah, it is Dorset. I'm sure it's Dorset. Stomping Dave Allen, Stomping No More, together with Earl Jackson and the album Dave Allen and Earl Jackson, and I Can Tell. Okay, final visit this time to the 8th European Blues Challenge in Hell, and this time we go to Poland. Is it Poland? I'm trying to work out which band we're going to now. I think it is, yes. The Krakow Steet Band, it must be. The Krakow Steet Band, and this is a track from them called Going Away.
But my heart is full of light. I never felt so bad to do just what is right. I guess it's time to close the door. I have no worries and I got no grudge to hold. Head is getting much too old. It never was my style to do just what I'm told. I guess it's time to close the door behind. I'm going away now, never coming back. All out of money, running short on luck. I'm going away, boys, ain't gonna change no more. This time I just wanna call my friend, and I know there ain't much waiting at the end. But why it is so hard to ditch what Deacon's made? I guess it's time to close the door behind. I'm going away now, never coming back. All out of money now, running short of luck. I'm going away, boys, ain't gonna take no more. This time I just wanna go left.
Krakow Steet Band, and a track called Going Away. They're, I think, a 10 or 11-piece band, and so the cost for them to get from Poland to Norway is kind of expensive, as you can imagine. Even worse, when you get there, the hotel rooms, which aren't cheap in the first place, and I know, because I was kind of involved in the conversation, that they were having a conversation with the management of the hotel, saying, can we just have sort of like 3 rooms, please? And they said, but there's 11 of you, and or 10 of you. And they said, yeah, it's okay. So, no, we can't have 3 a room. And they said, look, when we're travelling, we sleep always. Please, can you put an extra bed or a mattress on the floor or something? So we'll wait and see in a couple of weeks' time how many rooms the Krakow Steet Band actually get in the hotel. Okay, that's it for the Raven and the Blues for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music I chose for you. Pretty straight down the line blues this week. There's not much too many deviations, apart from this last track coming up right now. I know for one or two people because they drop me emails and tell me. Occasionally they shout at the radio or shout at their loudspeakers when I'm playing and saying, Raven, that's not blues. And that's about to happen right now. But first of all, email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website where everything is there for you to click on and all kinds of stuff. Raven.dj. Easy as that. I'm back in a week's time with some more good tunes. There's been a lot of good releases out recently. I'm sort of just scratching the surface, and so there's some more tracks to go, albums to go back to, all kinds of stuff. But we're going to close with an album which is coming out in a month's time. It's one of my favourite bands who are not really bluesy. At the very beginning, they had more blues in them than they have now, so to speak, and that's the band from Boston called Lake Street Dive. I think they're fabulous. Rachel has got a most amazing voice. Anyway, their new album is called Free Yourself Up, and I've got a sample track from it, which is we're going to close with, which I know Melanie will probably go, Raven, that's not blues, but it is wonderful. Listen to Rachel and the rest of the band, the Lake Street Dive, and this track, closing the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I won't join you. Hopefully you will join me in a week's time. This is a track called Good Kisser. Bye-bye.
If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything.